be approved new virtual tariffs effective today. NCT completely withdrew from Central America ahead of competitive elections. And in international news, Korea will soon run an election with 90% of vote coming. Now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has approved the new electricity tariffs for Brazil effective today, November 1st, 2025, following the expiry of the emergency tariff structure on October 31st, 2025. Brazil earlier applied for a tariff adjustment on October 10th, 2025, seeking to replace the emergency tariff with a more sustainable framework under the multi-year tariff framework. In a statement, CRB Board Chairperson James Bender said the regulator had finalized its review of Brussels' proposal and made several key decisions aimed at balancing affordability for consumers and sustainability for the utility company. Mr. Bender said the ERB accepted Brussels' proposal to discontinue the six-year emergency tariff structure, reverting to the four-year MICA structure for residential customers. However, he said the board rejected Brussels' plan to introduce a separate standard residential tariff for non-lifeline customers, noting that the proposed method of determining lifeline eligibility based on geographical location was not equitable. Mr. Bender further stated that the newly approved tariff will remain in force from November 4th, 2025 to October 31st, 2026, after which Brussels will be required to submit a cleanup report for the ERB review before any further adjustments are made. The Drought Enforcement Commission has arrested two Zambian nationals in Lusaka in connection with a suspected gold scam worth over $224,000, while four others have been convicted in a separate case involving $230,000 in counterfeit currency. The deal's arrest follows a case in which a victim was allegedly defrauded in a deal to supply 30 kilograms of gold valued at $224,000. Jet Public Relations Officer Ian Campbell has more details.
It is alleged that the duo has been involved in a transaction where the victim was to be supplied with 30 kilograms of gold valued at $224,000. However, the suspect later allegedly informed the victim that the gold was lost while in the house. During investigation, the duo received one letter Ali and one letter Q. Most of these reviews are even in the police enforcement section. The daughter and the children are also linked to another matter related to suspected gold, which is currently under investigation. Where the commission has seized 72 barrels of suspected gold, 5 pieces suspected to be diamonds, and 1 for the other, 1 for the other, and 2 for the other motor vehicles. In this particular matter, the duo was found in authorities at a long standing where they were about to engage in another suspicious transaction.
The new Congress Party has officially announced its complete withdrawal from the Central Alliance, citing alleged interference, manipulation and hypocrisy from individuals linked to the Patriotic Front operating within the alliance structures. In a statement, NCP President Peter Kanda said the party had disengaged from the alliance several weeks ago and would not take part in any future alliance activities. Mr. Kanda explained that the decision followed continued attempts by some PF aligned individuals to undermine the integrity and independence of the NCP. He further alleged that since the party's exit, Given Miranda and some members of the Central Alliance have been making backdoor attempts to hijack the NCP for their own political benefit ahead of the 2026 general election. Mr. Kanda described these efforts as illegal and unacceptable, adding that they are concern the growing division within the alliance. The Zambia National Commercial Bank has announced its intention to issue Zambia's first sustainability bond $90 million United States dollars. We are turning its commitment to a greener, more inclusive and climate resilient Zambia. The bond will be issued through a private placement and split into two tranches, with the first tranche of $50 million United States dollars designated as a sustainability bond supporting green and social projects. Toronto's Chief Executive Officer, McFarland Kiroka Kunda, has emphasized that this bond is far more than a financing mechanism. It is a commitment to channel resources into projects that protect the environment, keep communities, and strengthen the economy.
Thank you very much for the
Nicolas Caruso has described the announcement as historic, as it represents not only a bold step for Toronto, but also a significant stride for the Zambian capital market. Commission says it is working closely with various law enforcement agencies to crack down on individuals and entities involved in county schemes. Sex director enforcement and legal services, Darren Astronia, have revealed that discussions are underway to ensure that those found engaging in such fraudulent investment activities face appropriate punishment. Ms. Sikorman has noted that the recent surge in county schemes has prompted a multi-agency approach aimed at curbing the vice in both the demand and supply side. She has added that many unsuspecting citizens continue to fall victim to schemes of promising unrealistic returns, emphasizing the need for stronger enforcement and increased public awareness.
So we work together as a collaborative cooperative with law enforcement agencies as well as other financial sector regulators to ensure that those that collect money from the public illegally are going to work. So another thing that we are looking at changing actually is to punish those that participate. We are looking at starting to punish those that participate in this scheme. So we are looking at modalities of how we can facilitate the that behavior being occurred. And one of the ways is to stop it from the both of demand and the supply
side. President Kenyatta,